to me, Nicole was just my sister, but to many, to millions, still today, I am mesmerized about what an impact she makes on people's lives in the world of domestic violence.
Tanya Brown is the younger sister of Nicole Simpson by 10 years. When Tanya first viewed the music video, I Remember Nicole, she says it gave her goosebumps seeing her elegant dork of a sister with O.J. Simpson smiling, then with her battered face. Nicole was 35 years old when she and friend Ronald Goldman were murdered in 1994. In 1995, O.J. Simpson was acquitted of murder charges.
We can't bring our loved ones back, right? It's so beautifully made, and it's made with such respect. And, hey, if I need to share my sister with the world and help people that still walk this earth, then I'm going to do it.
The majority of I Remember Nicole is actually thousands of women from all backgrounds, all ages, individually and in groups, reclaiming their power over domestic violence. Much of it was filmed in Rochester. It was co-produced by Mary Jo Godges and Rochester native Renee Satil, who in 1994 was a photojournalist in Los Angeles covering the trial of the century.
I saw every day how Nicole was getting less and less, you know, part of the dialogue. It was all about OJ and everything that happened and the cops.
That kind of sparked the idea of the title, I Remember Nicole.
Even if you don't remember Nicole, you know a Nicole or you are a Nicole. So her name is really used as a metaphor.
There's so many Nicoles out there.
Godges and Satil have made this music video free online. They say its resounding message is that silence is dangerous. They hope this music video will help victims find their voice and be played at events as sort of an anthem for survivors of domestic violence or any type of victimization.
You know, I Remember Nicole is a song, music video, and call to action. And we hope it resonates with women and victims, you know, now and for many years to come.
Because when there is a collective voice, when there is a collective chorus, there is power in that. There is empowerment in that. We'd like to think that this is an awakening and this will be a cultural shift and a healing.
You know, we all have pain. Pain, I don't think, ever goes away. We all have some sort of emotional pain. Is mine all gone? Nicole's, yes. OJ's, yes. All that pain is gone. Everything's a skill. It takes practice. It doesn't happen overnight. You know, healing just doesn't knock on your door and go, hey, I'm here. You really got to put forth some effort, but just know you're not alone.
Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.